You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's the Achav Machmas Nila. That if you have Rachmana Tzlan, Paskin 2, Sokhs 2, 3, and Shem Yerachim, the children, they die from because of Mila. They're malding. So what do you do with the third one? Huh? Nothing. Yeah, correct, totally. Huh? So you do nothing. Everybody agrees? Oh, tops is not Chris. It's just as dangerous. Yeah, it's blood. No, hey. Thank you. I appreciate it. What? No, what would you say? I'm sorry. What's the, okay, fine. So, not nothing, then what do you do? No. The short two is a chazak. What do you do with this, right? What do you do? I'm not asking you to tell me. Not, you don't have to say those words. The sakana is the sakana. That's it. Huh? Yeah, everybody agrees? Okay, the Rambam disagrees with all of you. Let's take a look. Lachi Yuchas. Isha Shemala Benari Isha Nameis. Machmas Mila, Shef Shilas Kaifu, because the Mila weakened in the Koga. Usually means it's a hemophiliac, right? I'm not talking about nowadays where they could tell. Those days, remember, they didn't have instruments to tell what it is exactly. V'chein mola sasheni shemal. That doesn't mean the woman mal. It means, let's say, right now we're going after the mother. Umeis machmas mila. Bein mebal vishem mola sasheni. It doesn't matter if it was one first, same husband. She had two different husbands. Harei zelo yimol es ha-shlishi bizmano. Ela mamtina loy atshi yagdil v'yaschazek koichle. You wait till he gets older and he gets stronger. That's not like you. Well, you said nothing.
At that time.
You didn't say that. Excuse me. Don't try to answer up what you didn't say. You didn't say it. Okay. Okay. Joel. I thought you were an accountant, not a lawyer. Right. I'm joking. Ein malon elo vlad she'ein bashum choli. Shesakonas nefashes doiches akol. The efshar lamul la'achas man v'yesh la'achsin efshar v'yesh la'achsin efshar v'yesh la'achsin. Lashon v'yesh means, it's much like, let's say you couldn't, what? Yeah, and I'm saying, no, that's a different thing. That doesn't mean, what do you mean, v'efshar lamul la'achas man, and you couldn't do me la'achas man? The doctors say you can never mal, you have kids that chas v'shom. Then you do? Of course not. That's a gloss. But the Rambam says, so the Nevi Yehuda, Be'ez, Hikshar Nevi Yehuda, the Nevi Yehuda Taka asks, I just want to apologize. The reason you don't have all the myomachomas is because it was the day after I got my shot, and I started feeling so sick, I just couldn't, get to all the myomachomas. All right? So, the Nevi Yehuda asks, where did the Rambam get this, that, that you say that you mal nefesh man? It should be like you said. Maybe he agrees with you, so make it tasty. Lachas man, maybe it's dangerous. Lachas, how do you take a chance? How are you allowed to take a chance? That's the maybe biggest question.
And if you're waiting, wait after the first one. It seems that you knew
that. No, you right. Didn't know the first. No, after, the first one you.
Right, right after the breast, it seems that right.
No, you assume that was a mikra. That's for sure. Okay. You assume, yeah. That's the gemara. So that's clear. There's no reason to assume that the second one's going to be the same. Once you have two, then you have a chazak. That's a chazak already. Okay, so now, there's a Gemara in Yavam. So he said, because when I said it to the Bachum, they were learning that. So you saw, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, there's a din of eating, if this is a Yavam, this is something probably they're learning. So it's probably not on the shelf. It's probably, okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so this is getting married. I'll just use this. So she's getting married today, Tucker. The Gemara says like this. The din is a koyin eats truma, this today is parsha, and his, who else eats truma? his Kenyan Kasper, exactly. Yes, it's what's Kenyan Kasper? Avadim. Okay, Avadim.
Yeah.
Animals, right? His wife.
Right.
But you didn't say it. It's not this. It
should be worse.
You, no, so I wouldn't. If you wouldn't know it, you wouldn't know it. Because you'd say, Avadim, you own your wife, you own, she owns you, right? You bought your wife. Okay, good. So that's but my, that's what I'm saying. She owns you. that's my point. She owns you. You got to give her. But you're right. She's cooking across. All right. So now the din is like this: if your vodim have a vodim that don't belong to you, they eat. If your wife has a vodim that you don't own, like Nisay Tzayim Barzel, then they eat because. That the Gemara says that's called Kola Oichel Maichel. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. That does not only means Koyim Ki Yiknik Nefesh Kinen Kaspoi Hu Kinen Kaspoi Hu Yerichel Ba. Right? Menayin Leisha Shekon Savadim Vavadim Shekonu Avadim Sheyechel Bashuma Shenema Koyim Ki Yiknik Nefesh Kinen Kaspoi Hu Yerichel Ba Kinyonoi Shekona Kinen Oichel Kola Oichel Maichel Kol Sheyin Oichel Maichel. So in other words, like this. So let's say a kohen is married to a grusha, and because she's a grusha and he was boiler, she's a zayna, and a zayna doesn't eat truma. So now her avadim will not eat truma because kol she ain't a oichel, ain't a meichel. Frek the Gemara Kasha, what do you mean? Later on, there's a mishnah in Perek Ha'orel. It says like this: Ha'orel. An Arel, right, a Naladi Truma, right? We have Psukim, we learn that for Karban Pesach, just like you can't eat Karban Pesach, and an Arel can't eat Truma either. Nisayan Vavadayan Yechel Truma, but the notion, the Isha of an Arel could eat Truma. They could eat Truma. Now, let's first get to understand what an Arel means. What does an Arel mean? What? No, the Arel over here means. Right, so what does it mean? Why isn't he. Why did the Mal himself? You're asking what he's saying. Okay. So Rashi says not like you. Rashi says one like you, but not. Or is a coin from Mesu Echov Machmas Mila? If his brothers, and he didn't mount himself because he's a third baby, okay? The Taisus in Zvachim, but over here, Taisus Shonim argues. Taisus says, the Lanira, the Incain, Aim, Suvulamula. An Aral means somebody who has to mount himself and doesn't. But if a person's a Sakana, he's Amit Suvin Mila. So if he's Amit Suvin Mila, what? What? So he's not called an Ariel. Ariel doesn't mean someone who doesn't have a bris. Just like the Gemara says. The Gemara comes out, it's a whole shot in the Gemara, but let's say a kid who's under 8 days old. Right? So Pashas, the Gemara comes out, you're allowed to put Truma on him. Why? He's not called an Ariel. Why is he not called an Ariel? Because it's not a Chayiv yet. Rashi says there's a difference. Over there, he's not chai, he is chai, but he's anonymous. There's a difference. Not chai of complete. But that's the machloekas rishay. Okay, good. Right? So we have a machloekas rishay. Now, so the Gemara asks on Tamach Vav, what are you telling me that kol ha'oichel is maichel kol she'ein oichel? Whoever can't eat can't be maichel. It says an orel, his wife eats, an orel, his avadim eats. Ah, he's ein oichel. Right? He's ein oichel. That's the Gemara's kasha, right? You're telling me somebody can't eat, so his right? A woman is a zayna, so a vodim don't eat, right? So if a woman is a guy's a koyin, but he's a cholo, right? The father, so the kid's a cholo. Now he's not a koyin anymore, So he can't eat, so his avadim can't eat. So over here, Aurel can't eat, but his avadim could eat. His wife could eat. What's the difference? Let's first see the Gemara's lashon. The Gemara doesn't use such lashon. What do you mean? They're what? And therefore, but what? But he can't eat either. You're telling me. So Rashi, so the Gemara answers, "Hasam pumayu kohiv lahu." Over there, his mouth hurts him. That's the Gemara's lush. What does it mean, his mouth hurts him? So what I'm saying, what you're saying is that Be'etzem, he's supposed to be eating. But there's an issa on him because he's an Orel. Okay? Right? There's an issa because he's an Orel. Right? The Rashba doesn't learn that way. The Rashba learns it means because he could eat. Do the Mila and you could eat. Do the Mila afterwards. Right? Now, 1 second. What are we talking about? If you're talking about a guy who's a pesheya, he doesn't do it because he knows he's afraid that it hurts him, you know, he's afraid it hurts, right? He can't form it at 30 years old, and now they tell him, you got to do bris mila. No way I'm doing a bris mila at 30, right? So that's a pesheya, that's is that an onus? So how could this, so what does it mean, pumay du kaza? Okay, you come out, so you come out yourself, he really has a takana. But according to Rashi, that holds it, talk about Mesu, or maybe I forgot to say Rashi. Rashi says the Mishnah talk about, I did say, Mesu Achav Machmas Mila. So what do you mean he can mal himself? Vice versa, the Rashi says that he can mal himself later, like the Rambam. To answer to the Nebunas. And according to the Rashi, we have a Makkah for the Rambam for the Gemara. What the age is, that's a big problem. The Nebun himself, who says, what can I do? I can't argue on a Rambam. You have to figure out what age does it mean? Does it mean 3, 5, 15? Do you look at the child? How do you figure it out? Right, nowadays we have ways of testing it. But whatever it is, according to the Rashba, Tumayahu de Kaivlahu means because he could physically do it. So there's only two ways of learning this. We don't know. Right now.
What's
the
stage?
No, right away. He can be Michael. No, because he could mal himself. Doesn't matter. He's somebody who could mal himself. That's not called an Orel. Because he could future. It's in his hands to do it. Okay? Now, the other way of learning, and this is a gay like this, for instance, in order to write tefillin, you have to be put on tefillin. You have to be someone who's tired of it. What if Rahman and Slan, a guy's missing an arm? Magen Avraham brings a Ramamafada. Then in Egypt there was a cipher who was missing arms, and he wrote with his hand. He taught himself with his hand. With his mouth. With his mouth, if it could say. Who? Okay, fine. That's a little harder, but okay, I believe it. No. That's the case. Is he called a Bar Kshira? So that's the question. Is that called the guy's potter from Philly? He's tired, he just can't do it. The Banish Ravada can't expect you to do something that any person doesn't get an arm. The Banish Ravada is not expecting you to put on film. But on the hand, there's no potter, but a man is not potter from Philly. He doesn't have the capability. So that's called an honest. But is an honest tired or not? So Rasba is saying, no, you need to be really tired. How? Because you're going to be able to mal later on. But if you say, like, he's a pesheya, you say, okay, listen, he could mal himself. There's nothing wrong. If you learn, not like the Rashba, you say that even though he's not doing it now, but Lamaisi is tired to do it. But the Rashba learns it's because he could do it physically. Okay, that's the Rashba. Okay, and from here, we have a Makkah to the Ram. Now, let's go to the next step.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
No, you answer me.
Is it Kaish or Nara?
No. No. Is the coffee still there? You got scared because he has seemingly asked a good question. You can't say it's a dofa loisa and something. It's not the isra, that's not called somebody's right to eat. It's like saying, I don't have matzah, I have chazus, let's eat chazus. That's not called as a dofa loisa set. That's not called a chilus truma. That's a person. It's like saying a yisrael to eat truma. I tell also for yisrael to eat truma. He doesn't have to ask that. That's the pshat. That's good. So now you're saying is whether you do say as a dofa loisa because you could do it. No, you can't. Why? Because the pshat is you don't have to eat it. Somebody else could eat. Okay. But let's get back to this. Yeah? So now look at vav. Ois vav. It's an avni neiz. Okay, I mean A in my handwriting, and then Vav in the it's Vav. It happens to be it's Vav and Sin and Pei Vav in the Avni Nezer. Now let's see what he says. Reisi Lagodl Echad B'Sifrei. He doesn't mention his name. He calls him a Godl Echad. So you figure he, you know, say tell us who it is. Okay, we're going to be Megala Soid, not because I would, but because already the Avni Nezer's Talmud is Megala Soid. Who's this Godl Echad? We'll see. I'll tell you right away. It's Avi Nezer's Rebbe, Chiddush Yehuda. And because he held it such a stark akasha, he didn't want to write his name. It's interesting. He held it, that he made a mistake. Mamashi made a mistake. That's, you'll see from the kasha. He holds that Chiddush Yehuda, it's this, you see, I wrote underneath a God who are Chiddush Yehuda and Chuvus. And listen to this. Let's first explain it. Which the Rashba says, it means because you could do it. Okay? Now, Tommy, there's a Mishnah. Call it Tmeim. It says in the Mishnah we read, Call it Tmeim means all the Tmeim. He says, now, the Chiddush Rim, Mishkachas Tomei, it's possible to have a Tomei. She'ein loy tyra, will never have a tyra. Ha, tyra. Like in the mission in the Goyim, if I suck, ein lo boyin yad, it's machloikis, wherever the Torah says something, kiddik siv. Torah says to do something, yad the eidim tiyah rabbi shonah. The eidim kill with the hands. So when I have a whole machloikis, what if the hands of the eidim got chopped off? What do you do then? You can't be makayimit, so the guy goes out free. Over here it says, amit soira, how you matar mitzara? You put the dama oshim on his fingers, on his ears. See, he's missing shem yachim. His fingers, the edge of his fingers are missing shem yachim, right? In those days, it was not unfortunately not uncommon. People had used to go ahead and sometimes what's it called again? Amputate. They had sicknesses. They didn't know how to. They didn't have the medicines we have. So it says in the Mishnah. If he doesn't have it, since he has him a Makayim, Ein la Tyra Olamis. He can never be Tahar. So if the whole shot in Tumei Bekarvle is because he can be Masakin himself by doing Bris Mila, well, how do you do Tyra? You do Tyra. How do you do Tyra? How does the Bekarvle become Tahar?
Amazing. What? Amazing.
From anything. I don't know. I didn't say amazing.
Oh,
so I said I didn't say amazing. So yes. Well, so it depends, right? There's different types of tumor. So let's go over this tumor of what? Tumors that you need go to the mikvah. Then there's tumors that what? Wait. That you do what? You do a zah, and then there's what? You bring a? What's the difference? What's the difference? You go to the mikvah. What happens when you go to the mikvah? Let's make sure we know. What happens when you go to the mikvah? You're tahar. That's the first. Let's go to first. You're tahar. I'm starting off with you today. First, you're tahar. What does that mean? You can eat nicer. Nicer ish. You can't eat when it's tahar. Now you could eat it, right? Oh, now what's the next step? Hair of shemesh. What happens then? You can eat truma. Okay, what's the next step? Can you eat kachim?
No.
Depending if... Right. Some young people are right. It depends if you need a carbon or not. Because to say so. If you know. Okay, I know you said, but you got to be a little. Not. Jesus is like this. There are certain tumas, you have to bring a carbon. A mitzvah brings a carbon, a nazir brings a carbon. And certain, like sheretz, tameh, these type of things, don't bring carbon. What's the difference? Somebody who's tameh, you got to go to mikvah, can eat a carbon at night. Somebody who's mechusa kippurim, who needs a carbon, say, Nechanami can eat shum at night, but he cannot eat kosher until. Till when he brings a carb. Okay. Next day when he brings a carb. What happens if the next day he doesn't bring a carb? Also? Okay. Also can mean also you can eat, but all right. Okay. Anyway. All right. I hope your wife has a shot to make it clear to the bachur when they're doing it. All right. But, it doesn't work today, though. That's what I thought also. So, Vamarti, Deloy Kosher Midi. This is not schwer. Why? No, what's happening? What's the Chedushim's Kasher? Excuse me. The Chedushim's Kasher was that you have Tmeyim that can never have a Tyra, like a Mitzayra is missing by now. Frick, Tavin is Loy Kosher Midi. The Mitzayra. La'achas shivas yemei sipur, after 7 days counting, shetaval, v'herev shimshay, kvanita mitumas saras, rakshuhu mechusa kippurim, sheyakov karbonoi, v'inasin dam hashem agave v'hoinis. U'bezeh, and now we say, shaninu, ein l'boin yad, ein l'tai. What does it mean, ein l'boin yad, ein l'boin yad, ein l'tai? What does it mean, this have tire as far as what? A karbonis, exactly. But as far as truma, he can eat. So what's the kedushim kasha? Ubezeshan ninu ein gabaynad ein gataris olamis. The nishim mechusa kapurim. Let's skip the parentheses. Rei mechusa kapurim aicha betruma. How the kasha? So the kedushim understood ein gatir olamis means. Means he has no tire. It's not true. Means that he can't eat kabbalas, but he can eat truma. The Mishnah talks about truma. What kind of question is that? All right. The Chaycha, how do we know it's the Chedushim? Because the Chaycham then, in 2 weeks ago, Sedra brings this. He brings his Rebbe. He doesn't bring the truma. It wasn't printed yet this time. He says, my Rebbe yesterday, the Chedushim writes this and that. And my Rebbe used to ask this in this kash. Now remember, the Chedushim was a learned by Rav Eliezer, one of the big Talmidim, but was a Gerach Chassid also. He was a Gerach Chassid. Okay, so about 30-something years ago, there was a Yid who was the Emory Emerson's grandson. I knew him. The last year of his life, I saw him in 1984. I happened to be in Israel. I bought one or two of his farm. I had the old farm for my grandfather, but my grandfather was lifted before he finished the Dvarim. And then he put out a few more. Well, it was basically the Imre Emes's things that he said. Imre Emes was unbelievable. Somebody once came over to me and told me, Chaim Cohen, the Dayan, says, you know, your grandfather was a Bucky in Shas and Tysus. I said, well, I didn't know that. So I asked my uncle, he said, Marishkeit, he wasn't. He knew every Tysus in Shas for one reason, because the Ger Rebbe told him. He knew everything the Ger Rebbe said. And the Ger Rebbe said so much, when he walked, my grandfather used to walk him, that he knew every Tyson Shas just from this, because he remembered what the Rebbe said, right? The Rebbe, he remembered. My grandfather learned, Moshe, he was a Talmud Chacham, but he said, the Rebbe was constantly talking and learning. So this Yid, the Leib Haina, Olav Hashem, I'll tell you an interesting story. His name was Leib Haina. Haina means in Yiddish, a hen. A hen, a Haina. And when he was a kid, his father was the Imre Emes' son-in-law, his mother was a daughter. He lived in Warsaw, Warsaw. Right? That's where most guests see. Gary was a very small place. I remember years ago when they, I know most of the, you know, depends who was here. So remember Rabbi Reuben wanted to change Far Rockaway to West Lawrence because he said that Far Rockaway is going down. So you have to make it like we're part of Lawrence. So I said that Shabbos, I understand. In Gare, right, Warsaw was a big city, it was the capital. Gare was a little settler. But Ger Chassidim mostly lived in Warsaw, and used to say, where do you live? Warsaw near Ger. Varsha Laban guess. I said, it should be Lawrence. It should be East Lawrence. It's Far Rockaway, not West Lawrence. So anyway, he lived in Varsha. Ger Rebbe comes to Varsha, and his grandson, this Lava Heine, was a redhead. When I saw him, he was already, you know, white. He was already in a wheelchair. But he had very red hair. So they used to call him the Reita Heine, the red hen. Mm. So somebody called him in front of Ger Rebbe, the Reita Heine, Reita Heine. So the Ger Rebbe was very taken aback. It's a derogatory. So he said, Mekana. Mekana, he's referring to one word. The Ger Rebbe had a right to talk. When he got married, so his wife, he told his wife, you should know, I don't talk too much. He says, because when I say one word, Chassidim are ready to jump off the mountain to do what I say. But that's not you, okay? So you have to be more than just Mechuzi Kippur. So he said, Mekana, he meant, call him Mekana, Shem L'Chaveroi, right? Ein L'Chaylik Ha'alam Haba. So the Chassid answered back, Rebbe, he was taken back to Rebbe's thing, you know, Ein L'Chaylik Ha'alam Haba. So Rebbe, Gans Varsha Ruft him as like, the whole Warsaw calls him that. Everybody called him that. He said, Gehenim is Genug Reis for Gans Varsha. Gehenim is big enough to fit in the whole Warsaw to get Rebbe. It's a very big word. So he put out a siddur, a beautiful siddur, four volumes. Everything the Sfasemis said on Chumash, on Siddur. He took from Sfasemis all over. It's a beautiful saying. I think when he was alive, he put out two. Then after his death, they put out another two. It's Likutei Yehuda. You can get it now. We did it. And the one on Siddur, unfortunately, you can't get it. I'm trying to get it. I have it, but I put the label from Mashgiach. So in there, he brings a story. Home by my new grandfather, the Shemaitim. He arrived at Kodesh Misafet, so the Baal Arnez. Sholach Shnei Shluchim, he sent two Shluchim of his kin, my great grandfather, meaning the Kuti Yehuda's great grandfather, him as his father, as Admor Asal service. Bezelosh Shemaiti, Kishela, he brings a little different. It's more Chedushim, but it says, Nisholos Shelon Askenai, a Chedushim, Svar Semis' grandfather, Zal, Echadin, the Mitzayr Shein Lobain Yad, him, Michael is Ishtar Vavod of Bitruma, Kiatam Shorel, Vacholat Meyim, Machilim, whom is shown the Pumay who the carve the room. It's not exactly the way Chedushim here says a kash on the Rashba. V'onos kein a Chedushim kem, Mishka said this, kol et meim, kun b'chlar, gam a mitzayra. She'ein boi b'in yad, b'chlar, zesh a meichel b'in. Which means that's his kasha on the Chedushim here. But now, Avinezer told the Shulchan, ask the Sfasemis, he was called the Sfasemis, ask the Ger Rebbe this following question. Vani Tamal Divrei's Gaina, I have a kasha on his grandfather, which from Sfasemis. Sherema, she Isa, Ein Lo Tekono, Zerak Lekotchim, the Bezetzer of Boinya, Avalitruma, the Mayiba Mishra Seinu, Kola Oro, is talking about Shuma, Ein Zerak Boinya. Ukshaharid Shimshoy as Gamhu Atsamuta Bachuma. The Shabbat Tani Kolot main Machinos Hashem Vavdem Chum. That's what he asked in Avinezer. She sent two Shluchim to ask the Ger Rebbe this question. Shnei Shluchim Michnasim Shluchim Shavavakod Shavavakosh Mesochta Min Avinezer El Sasemis Shabikish Mem Lachak. He said, wait. Who Nichnas Obeis on Midrash Vishal Esakushal Alamdim? You see, the people are sitting around. So no, London, Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbim, Shreishon, V'chazach, if you want to, Kamash, Shals, Pilpul, Ulaimda, I know what they're on the file, exactly. They did that disputes, they fought, the Koyle screaming, and yelling, V'loi, Gil, Moskva, they didn't have a tense. Pita, and Pasach, Adon, Yavi, Skeni, Asfasemis, Eschedre, V'nichas, the base of Nidrash, and quiet, the Rebbe walks in, V'niya, Shaket, V'omar, okay? Now, he says a teretz, interesting. yeshiva answered it on the spot. As soon as I asked the kasha before he answered, Ilon Zopin, I don't know if you know who he is, he's getting married. The boy that started in the lowest, in the Shah program, a very brilliant kid, an amazing thing. On the spot, this kid knows, I think, Chumash and Rashi Baal Peh by now. When I had him to come to yeshiva in the Shah program, so he would read the Gemara, the Pesukim, he would say, Trop, so he says, right now, till Shmoy somewhere, he knows already the Chumash with Trop. But he knows on the spot, he said a Teretz with a Rashi. He's looking to this, we'll see. L'dayti efter taras betashis. Adin hu. Tavo va'ola oichu b'maisa. Heret simcha oichu b'chuma. Hevi kaparasa oichu kochu. Now, let's sneak it out a second. A yoledis, that's why I wanted to do it last week. Yoledis. When does a yoledis, is a mechusa kippurim. When does a yoledis go to the mikvah?
Goes right away.
Right away, meaning? Which is what? Or 14, exactly. 7 for Zohar, right? She waits till when? 33 days or 66 days to do what? That's a different thing. You know, right? If she sees a get, right? That's because we want Zohar, you know. When does she eat Truma? Can I just a chumash Rashi? What? No. When? No. She goes up to the mikvah. No. When does she? Well, let's think about it. What? When? Let's say she goes 7 days. When is she a truma? You forgot a Rashi and Chumash. Yeah. Okay, let's see. He said on the spot, he says, listen to this Rashi. Where is it? Well, 1 second, let's read the Rashi. One second, let's see. The whole code, it says like this. The Pasuk says, Pasuk Dalet. Shloishim yom, shloishis yomim, teishim b'dmeitar, b'chol kodesh loisiga. What does b'chol kodesh loisiga mean? Okay, oh. The rabbi says a truma. That's a gemara. B'chol kodesh loisikosh means truma. That's what he writes. Lefi shezu tvulas yom aruch. She's a tvulas yom aruch, meaning she went to the mikvah on the seventh day. That's what she has to wait Erev Shemesh till the third. Oh, exactly. The Tovah Seif Shiva, the ancient Shemar Vatayra at Shkia Sachama, Shel Yom Arboim, Shel Amacha Tovi Eskaparis Tarasa. Yeah? So, what do you think he's going to say to us?
Same thing over here.
What? Oh, the Sfas Emes is Medayik, that it doesn't mean 40 days. It means the night of the Kippurim. But let's say tomorrow you're not going to be able to bring Kippurim. Then you can. That's the first time. This is very difficult. What? Right. Oh. So let's take a look. The daiti efshetas, this is Fasan speaking, the last paragraph. Hare adin hu tovo va'ola oicha b'maiser, herif shimsha oicha b'chuma, hevi kaprasa oicha kosher. Rashi koitzer, yud beis dalet, that's what Rashi does. Ki yoledes, hi tvulis yem oruch, she tovo v'sev shiva, ve'en shimsha mayra v'terasa, at shkiyas hachama, shel yem hachama, shel yem arboim. Shalamachar Tavis Kaparos, Kaparos Tarasa. The Chain Metzera, Amosai Wesa Erev Shemesh, Zeshkiyas Achamish, Livne Avos Kabanoisa. The Kivin She'ein Lo Takona, Ve'ein Lo Yachol Lahavi Karbonis, Ein Etzer Bechal, Erev Shemesh, Va'asa Lecho Betshuma Bechol Zeshul Nashu Umach. That was his question. You know, it's a very thick of art. I found a tzlach that says the same thing. 40 years ago, I don't know when I was nine. What? Zimbabwe. These people come in and bar. Right? Right. I used to, before Z permits moved it over, not so much. Z permits, I remember when he called me one year, but he was not a Chris, but he says, what are you talking about anymore? I got rid of his car. Anybody remember some of yes, I guess, right? Yeah. So with the blue $1,000 So, the three bought Z Bermans. So he asked me, what do you think? I said, I don't know. He said, I'll take a chance. Baruch Hashem. It's going. Baruch Hashem. So, Maznaim was the place to go. He gave wholesale prices to people, and it was very good. So, he comes, one day, I come in there. He said, there'll be a lot. That's time to go there. And he gives me a paste of these, you peel off the back, you put a, four Rashi's missing in the beginning of Brachas. Four Rashi's missing. So I was going to say to the Bachem, I open up these new eyes of the Gemara, they all have. The first print of Shas, it was there, and then they couldn't fit it on the page for some reason, and the Matfisim took it out. I can't understand any otherwise. So in our Shas, most of us in our Shas don't have it. So the Davis Rashi is Mashra also that way. But the Tzlach wants to say, doesn't mean it, we'll have to leave for another time. But a Kuponim, that's the Iskash. Now, what does that come out? So it comes out, he's saying is, that let's say Lu Yitzuya, right? Let's say it comes out of a Tful Yom. He goes to the Mikvah on a Friday, right? The next day, he can't bring a car because of Shabbos. That means he can't eat Truma that night.
But it could be for on Sunday.
That's okay. So we'll see that slide.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.